Off the ball.
Rugby.
Yeah, it was very, very tough, but the first objective was to rebuild my body. I wanted to take the needed time to come back in the best way as I can.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello and welcome along to day two of Rugby Daily from the French capital. I'm Susanna Mullen and today I bring you all the latest news from the team hotel in Paris as Andy Farrell announced his Irish team to face France earlier today. French head coach Fabien Galthié also named his side, who, unsurprisingly, will be led by hero Antoine Dupont, who will make his long-awaited return to the Stade de France. There's changes to Ireland 15 squad, and it's a tricky schedule for Ireland's 2027 World Cup pool campaign in Australia. First up then, Andy Farrell has named his 23-man matchday squad to take on France in the opening fixture of this year's Six Nations tournament on Thursday. There's an unfamiliar look to the Irish side as Farrell navigates the tsunami of injuries over the past few weeks and looks to reward form across the provinces. One such on-form pick comes on the left wing as Ulster's Jacob Stockdale gets the nod ahead of James Lowe for what will be his first start on the wing for Ireland in a Six Nations game since 2021. After a record-breaking first season in the tournament in 2018, scoring 7 tries across the tournament, Farrell believes the Ulster man is back to being his best self this year.
But can I just ask on Jake about the form he's shown over the last couple of seasons, and he's had a couple of unfortunate runs with injury where he has got kind of opportunities with you as well.
He has. He's back to being himself this year, that's for sure. I think if you speak to him, he'd be delighted that he's just simplified things and got down to what he's good at, and that's beating people, and we've seen that aplenty, certainly this season.
Was it close between himself and James Lowe?
Well, there's always a debate though, but Jacob deserves it.
It was a big call for Andy Farrell to go without veteran winger James Lowe, who has amassed over 40 caps for Ireland since his debut in 2020. On Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, James Tracy admitted he was surprised by the head coach's selection.
Yeah, I'm apprehensive. I'm nervous, but you should be going away to France. It's
yeah, of course.
Expecting to win going over there is crazy.
Does it make sense to you, the personnel selected here? Because like there are surprises in the shape of Cian Prendergast and Jacob Stockdale, I suppose. Like not in terms of his form, but just being selected ahead of James Lowe.
Again, I was surprised to see James Lowe out. In a lot of ways, like massive left boot.
Yeah.
So you know, if you want to use that for your exit, you're not losing anything there. And with Cian, similar it's form, and that's what you want to see. So he's clearly,
that's what we've been crying out for, isn't it, as a country, to reward form.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
Parts of his game is chip and chase, probably the best to ever do that dink and regather.
So.
Yeah. Oh no. Like undoubtedly his perception of how far and how much he needs to put on it. And then you know he earns the luck of the bounce then with clearly how well he strikes. Jacob is a known finisher and he's a big man and somebody who's very good in the air.
And faster?
He's definitely faster, yeah. His top end speed is definitely faster.
Remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or on YouTube. On the other wing then, Farrell goes for the now trusted Tommy O'Brien and Leinster teammate Jamie Osborne will fill in at 15. After British and Irish line Hugo Keenan, who was largely expected to make his return to rugby this week, was ruled out with a thumb injury during training in Portugal. Osborne himself hasn't played any rugby since injuring his shoulder in November, but Farrell is confident he's seen enough to place his trust in the young fullback. Jamie Osborne at fullback, obviously before Hugo got injured, there was probably talk that he's kind of made that comeback before after being out for a long time.
Yeah.
Jamie's now been out for a while. What makes you confident that he will be able to come right back in at international level?
Knowing his temperament, knowing how diligent he is within his preparation, which is top draw by the way, how he's acted over the last 7-8 days and how he's performed in training gives you a lot of confidence. There's no better man. I mean, Jacob's playing well, he deserves his chance on the left wing there. You know, Hugo's been unbelievably unlucky. I mean, he was looking sharp coming back in. I really, really feel for him, like, you know, to have the thumb injury there. But, you know, you look at the likes of Jimmy O'Brien or Mac Hansen or others, obviously Hugo. Jim is the one who's going to fill the spot for us. And, yeah, he's had a shoulder injury, so he's fit. He's fit, and he's certainly showed that in the last week.
Elsewhere, Farrell's injury troubles continue as Tadhg Furlong misses out this week, still recovering from a calf injury. In his place, Thomas Clarkson gets the nod at tight head, and in the problematic loose head position, it is Munster's Jeremy Lochman who gets the call for just his sixth cap in green. Dan Sheehan will take his place in between the two props, with Joe McCarthy and Tadhg Byrne behind them in the second row. Caelan Dorris captains the side from eight alongside Josh van der Fleer and Cian Prendergast in what will be a Six Nations debut for the Connacht captain. Younger brother Sam is trusted with the controversial 10 jersey in what Farrell says will be a special night for the Prendergast family.
We feel he's matured a lot. The captaincy is certainly helping him in Connacht as well. Taking the responsibility, I would have thought, just away from just himself and able to channel his thoughts in another way, certainly matured him as a player, that's for sure. But yeah, we was delighted with how he took his chance in the autumn, because he's another one who's been waiting for a big moment. You know, he's been waiting in the wings for a good few years, so his time is now to be taken. And yeah, he's across most things in his game, which he's pretty good at. You know, certainly set piece wise and his work rate around the field is pretty impressive.
You know, the family aspect is really important for you throughout your time in charge of Ireland. How special is it to get to give you and Sam a start in the same Ireland team?
Yeah, no, it's lovely. You can tell that they tried to keep it on the down low in front of all the teammates, but I'm sure behind the scenes, the along with the parents, the proudest punch.
Jemison Gibson-Park will partner Sam at halfback, with Gary Ringrose and Stuart McCluskey named in the midfield. On the bench, Farrell's gone for a 6-2 split, with Ronan Kelleher, Michael Milne and Finlay Beelam providing front row cover, and James Ryan, Jack Conan and Nick Timoney covering the rest of the pack. Munster pair Craig Casey and Jack Crowley are named as backline cover. Shortly after speaking to Farrell this morning, the news broke that Fabien Galthié had also named his side to face Ireland in the Stade de France on Thursday. Star scrum half Antoine Dupont will make his expected return to captain the side in what will be his first appearance for France since tearing his cruciate knee ligament against Ireland in March in last year's Six Nations. He partners with Bordeaux Bègles fly half Mathieu Jalibert as Toulouse teammate Romain Entemac is injured yet again. Théo Atisogbe is handed a big chance on the right wing, with France's record try scorer Damien Penaud dropped from the squad. Speedster Louis Biel-Beyari is on the other wing, and Thomas Ramos is trusted at fullback. And it's an all Bordeaux centre pairing with Yoram Moufana and Nicolas Deporter. In the pack, Dorian Aldeguerri will start at tight head prop after Yuni Antonio was forced to retire after suffering a heart attack last week. Speaking to media earlier in the week in Portugal, Dan Sheehan spoke fondly of the French prop and said the sad news really puts things into perspective.
You know, only 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago we were playing against him, and you know, to hear something like that forced him into retirement, and obviously we wish him all the best. He's been a sort of a top competitor for us, especially us Leinster lads, over the last couple of years. So yeah, it definitely put things into perspective that, you know, rugby's not the most important thing. He's the one sort of chatting to you, he'd just be having normal conversations with you in scrums and stuff, and you're just like, what the heck? But you know, he'd come up to you after a game and just give you, just as if he's known you for years. So he's always been that sort of friendly character, but yet seriously talented competitor at the same time. And you know, sometimes I struggle to see how he's able to just go from one sort of personality to the other, but you know, he's been top quality for so many years now, and yeah, wish him all the best.
Antonio's replacement is joined by Maxime Lamothe and Jean-Baptiste Gross in the front row, and Michael Guillard and Charles Olivon are behind in the second row. Also absent from the squad is Gregory Aldrit, so Anthony Yellon is given the nod at eight, with Oscar Yagou and Francois Cross on either flank. Like Ireland, Galthié has gone for that 6-2 split on the bench. It's set to be a cracking game despite Ireland's injury setbacks in a sold-out Stade de France. And like many fans eagerly awaiting the tournament that takes us through to spring, Sheehan says it's the best time of the year.
Yeah, we've talked about the excitement from the first day of camp. What a game to kick off the Six Nations, and you know, the Six Nations is so special. It's always the best 2 months of the year. You know, some boring old months for a lot of people, but this sort of gives people a lift, and it gives us a lift. And if we can bring, you know, Ireland with us, that'll be massive. And you know, I'm sure there. I know it's a Thursday night, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of Irish over there supporting us. So yeah, I think everyone's sort of buzzing to get it going now.
There's also news in the Ireland 15 squad today, as they have gathered in Limerick ahead of their Friday night clash against England A in Thomond Park. Alongside Kieran Frawley, Billy Bone and Bryn Ward, who have returned from Ireland's senior training camp in Portugal, there are five new players added to the squad, in Jack Ainger, Fiacha Barrett, Harry Sheridan, Fineann Witcherly and Ethan Coughlin. They are called up to replace the injured Sam Illo, Ollie Yeager, Diarmaid Mangan and Ben Murphy, who are all ruled out of contention, as well as Jude Postlethwaite and Dara Murray, who will remain with the Ireland squad in Paris. Captained by Leinster back row Max Deegan, the Ireland team to face England A at 7:15pm live on Premier Sports on Friday will be confirmed at 1pm tomorrow. Also in that squad and vying for a spot in the starting 15 is 23-year-old scrum half Matthew Devine. Having played a key role in Richie Murphy's Irish under-20 team who won the Six Nations Grand Slam in 2022, the Connacht man who came up through the academy out west is set to follow his former coach up to Belfast. Ulster confirmed the signing of the young halfback today on a one-year deal for the 2026-27 season. On the move up north, Devine said he can't wait and that it's a, quote, brilliant opportunity to join a team who are making great strides forward and playing some of the most exciting rugby in the U or C. Ulster also expressed their delight in adding another exciting young talent to their competition at scrum half, whilst Connacht Rugby shared on X that they were disappointed by his decision, but thank him for all his efforts during his time at the club. Lastly today then, Ireland's 2027 World Cup fixtures were announced today, and it's looking like a tricky schedule logistically for Ireland's pool campaign in Australia. They will kick off their tournament against Portugal in Sydney on Monday, October 4th, and then they face a short 6-day turnaround and a 5-hour flight before the all-important game against Scotland in Perth on October 10th. Then they're back to the East Coast to round off their Pool D campaign with Uruguay at Melbourne's Docklands Stadium on Sunday, October 17th. If Ireland top the pool or finish second, they will remain in Melbourne for their round of 16 clash. This will be vital for Farrell's side, who would then face a third-ranked team in the round of 16 and likely see Argentina in that cursed World Cup quarterfinal. Lose, and it will most likely be France. Lots more rugby news coming your way this week, so remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Susanna Mullen, and I'll be back with more updates from Paris tomorrow. Chat to you then.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.